Has your data been hacked? Do you feel uneasy about the vulnerability of your personal information online? Were you involved in the Target, LinkedIn, or Microsoft data leaks? Don't know? If not, then pay attention. Join Forrest Garvin from PrepperNet for a free webinar on privacy and security. Gain insights into safe internet browsing, VPNs, crafting online aliases, secure emails, detecting if your data has been hacked, and managing passwords. Secure your spot today for this webinar on privacy and security. It's free. This webinar delves into comprehensive strategies for bolstering your online privacy. We've got you covered, from fortifying your passwords to shielding your financial information and mastering state-of-the-art encryption techniques. We're offering two convenient dates to suit your schedule. Reserve your spot now at preppernet.com/privacy. Don't let cyber threats erode your peace of mind any longer. Take the first step toward a safer, more secure online experience by joining us for our free webinar. Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to safeguarding your privacy. Sign up now at preppernet.com/privacy. We'll see you there.
Survive. Thrive. Stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is the Prepping Academy. I am Forrest. We've got Kyle and we got a newbie in the house. Who's the newbie? Introduce yourself.
This is Miranda from North Carolina.
Awesome, Miranda. So we have three people coming to you live. Kyle, you're supposed to go, this isn't live. I mean, you've lost all touch reality. We haven't done this in so long.
Well, that's because you're a slacker.
Yeah, okay. So we are relaunching Prepping Academy, and we needed supervision.
Isn't this like the third or fourth time we've relaunched?
Well, you know, it takes many times to get it perfect. And now we've been told we need supervision. So now we have Miranda from North Carolina. Woo!
Woohoo! I guess I'll be the mother figure to supervise y'all.
Exactly. Mostly for Kyle. Kyle's afraid of women. And so...
What about that one?
And so we need someone to supervise. But Miranda, if you don't mind, can you tell us a little bit about you and what you think about being on a podcast and being our co-host and being part of the team?
Like I said, I'm Miranda from North Carolina. I am definitely nervous but excited for tonight. This is my first time doing anything like this. I have been into preparedness in survivalism since 2013. It just kind of went along with this self-sufficient, independent mindset that I've always had. And, you know, I just had to jump out there and start doing things by myself. And I hope I can encourage others to prepare so there's less unprepared people for me to worry about. And maybe I can encourage some other women to jump in with being prepared and attending classes, even if they have to go by themselves like I do.
Awesome. I'm excited for you being on here. And I've been looking for someone that can go head to head against Kyle. And I think you got your fist.
Someone to go head to head against me.
I don't know, because it's always me punching you and you just kind of taking it.
I don't think anyone who listens to this ever thought that. I think it might be the other way around. Were you looking for a strong woman to defend you?
No. No. But everyone thought I killed Kyle for years. And I told people that there were humps in my backyard. But anyway, we are going to relaunch Prepping Academy. And the reason we have three is because we already know that some dates that I'm going to miss, some dates Miranda's going to miss, some dates that we are not going to tell Kyle we're recording. Oh, no, actually, some dates that Kyle's going to miss. And so the goal is to keep this going and be consistent and bring you good content. And, you know, and that's why we need three, because I don't like doing them by myself either, because I really stink by myself. Not that I'm any better with other people. But so, Kyle, how do you feel about this? I know you've already slammed me for this is the relaunch number 17.
I just need you to stop using the word slam. But yeah,
what do you mean to say? I asked you.
I don't care about anything other than that. Yeah, you just kind of sprung this on me. But I've been waiting for weeks and weeks you know, and you keep telling me you're working, you're busy, you know, stuff like that. So I'm happy we're just finally doing it again.
Well, you finally got internet in your little hole of the world, and it's not even good internet.
No, I mean, well, dude, there's only so many feet of cable you can run off your neighbor's house.
We're doing everything we can to bring you good quality content. Isn't that right?
Mediocre content.
Mediocre, that's what I always say, yes. And so what's some of the subjects, Miranda, you hope that we cover and will cover in the future and you're excited about talking about? Because you, by the way, Miranda is like a true live homesteader kind of person, which is amazing. So, you know, Kyle's a wannabe homesteader.
That's you projecting.
And I am I'm a city guy in the middle. I'm out in the middle of nowhere, but I don't have a farm. I do have animals, but I don't have the full homestead going. But Miranda, what kind of topics do you want to see us talk about this year?
I'm always into kind of talking about the basics because so many people stumble into this and people, you know, that they go to are already so far advanced talking about other things, they get overwhelmed and don't really do anything else to try to be prepared other than buying a few MREs or something. So I'm hoping to kind of, you know, do beginner stuff to advanced, talking about medical stuff, aquaponics, ducks, because that's kind of things I know, gardening, different alternative ways to have redundant systems and backups for solar, water, things like that. Sweet. I always talk about stuff I know.
That's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Kyle has to study it. Well, go ahead, Kyle. What do you think? What's some of the subjects you want to talk about? Are we gonna stay away from conspiracy theories?
I mean, as long as we're not going on YouTube, I'm free to talk about conspiracies and everything.
Okay.
I had a thought of my own yesterday. I have a new conspiracy.
You created your own.
Yeah, I created my own. I'm actually kind of proud of it too.
Okay. Nice. The way your mind works. So we're going to be talking about everything back to basics. Definitely back to basics. Every time we do back to basics and we stick with the basics, people love that. They also love Kyle's conspiracy theories because the dude is out there. Sometimes he just puts like six conspiracy theories together and says, that's his, that might be it. What's your conspiracy theory this time, Kyle?
I mean, do you really want to talk about it right now?
We'll save that for a show, but gosh, I'm so interested now. Is it little green men inside your TV and they're acting? No. Oh, shh. I'm not supposed to talk about that.
About little green man.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. So we just want to let you guys know that we're going to be putting out a show every Friday morning from here to eternity.
Friday morning?
I thought you said Friday morning. I thought we voted on that.
Did we?
I thought we did. Miranda, did we not talk about this?
Yeah, researched it and everything.
Yeah. So we'll be putting out Fridays. Okay, Fridays. Is that better? Fridays?
Well, I don't care. Whenever you want to post it. I just said Thursdays.
You said Thursday. Everyone, we'd be competing against all the other people.
I know. We would suck.
Oh, goodness gracious. So Thursday or Friday, we'll be putting this podcast out every single week. And we know that the topic for our next one is going to be unbelievable. Never talked about on the internet. This is going to be a first time ever talked about. Can you tell us what the subject's going to be, Miranda?
Food and food shortages. Tune in.
Yeah, no one ever talks about that. Well, okay, maybe they do. Maybe not enough.
Some tips.
Yeah, we'll have some tips. Yeah. So Kyle, I always say, Kyle, any final words? And he looks at me like, are you about to kill me? No.
I've never been worried about that. Usually, even when we go to breakfast, I usually have my gun aimed at you.
Well, you usually don't take your gun sometimes, that's what you tell me. So, okay, tune in. Hey, we have a website. It's preppingacademy.com, preppingacademy.com. We have a Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter. We have it all. We are just, if you want mediocre, we are there. But tune in, subscribe. And even you don't even have to listen to a podcast. Go ahead and rate us a 5, because if you do a 4, you know, that is really bad. We need 5. So tune in every Friday or Thursday. We don't know yet. According to Kyle, it's Thursdays. According to Miranda and I, it's Fridays. And we will be putting out good content. And tune in next week. And hey, send us an email. We got a website, preppingacademy.com. You guys take care. I'm going to say good night. Anybody else want to say good night? Good morning.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers Unite at www.preppingacademy.com.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.